Well, we've just completed a mid-June research for our basket, and actually it shows that the whole basket has slightly reduced. If I can remember correctly, the whole basket has gone down by 0.63%. And what we see is that, especially in the food basket, the meat component, which had really gone up between October and December, has gone down by about 60 cents. And then there are other few items in the basket that have gone down. Those have impacted on the basket, bringing it slightly down. We are anticipating that by the end of the month, there should be a slight increase in the food basket, because we're anticipating that mealie meal is going to go up from, it was around $5.40 up to $60. Chances it might just go up to $6, because, you know, there's always a shortage of maize between now and when we do harvest. And also, we've been importing our maize from Zambia. Zambia seems to have a shortage, and we know our millers that we have to buy maize from GMB, whose price is a little bit higher. That increase is going to be passed on to consumers.
Now, do consumers have some alternative foodstuffs?
Zimbabwean consumers usually find alternatives, more so, you know, considering that there's been much more pressure when there was no food on the shelves. They will find alternatives. There's always the mbambayiras, you know, they'll buy, they grow their own vegetables, and they'll eat, you know, substitutes like madumbes, especially for those in the Mutare area. And you find that that product is available in the shops now. So people usually juggle around. We are still anticipating and looking quite closely to see whether civil servants will receive their increase. You know, the issue of price increase and then there not being an increase for salaries is a cause for concern for most people.